This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. John Dobak, the president and CEO of DermTech, the leading genomics company in dermatology that is creating a new category of medicine, precision dermatology, enabled by their non-invasive skin genomics platform. And Dr. Dobak, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thank you for having me. I'm glad this is a podcast. I'm in serious need of a haircut and some color in my cheeks with all this social distancing. But I appreciate the opportunity.
I hear you on that. That certainly is an issue for sure. Yeah, podcasting certainly is much better than video these days, isn't it? So let's get started. Precision medicine is a leading innovation, as we're seeing. Can you tell us about precision dermatology and what that means to kick things off here today?
Sure. So when I trained to be a doctor, we used to talk about the art of medicine, and then the doctors took in a lot of subjective information to find a diagnosis and a treatment for the patient. But that's really changed now, and doctors are really looking for objective, quantifiable information that they can come to a more accurate diagnosis and a more definitive treatment, really for that individual patient. In the case of dermatology is one of the most subjective specialties. It's basically the dermatologist or the doctor looking at the skin with his naked eye and looking at patterns and trying to come up with a diagnosis and treatment plan. And while the dermatologists are very good at it, there's still a lot of inaccuracy in that current paradigm. And precision dermatology is just basically bringing objective information in the form of genomics to make the diagnosis more accurate and to provide more definitive treatment pathways for the patient. And DermTech brings that to the dermatologist with our non-invasive genomics platform. All diseases, even those of the skin, they cause changes in the genome and the genes that are turned on and turned off. And by measuring those changes, we can come to a much more accurate and precise diagnosis and treatment plan for the patient.
Yeah, some great information there to kick things off here today. Much appreciated. Now, taking this even further, what is the value of genomics in dermatology? Get into some of those details.
Well, as I mentioned, again, every disease really impacts how your genes are functioning in your body, and it's the most objective way to really understand what the underlying cause of the condition of the skin is. In our case, we can collect a sample non-invasively with an adhesive patch, and we can measure those changes in the genome that are causing that disease. And so when the doctor applies that information to the diagnosis, he comes to a much more accurate diagnosis and a much better treatment plan. And he can do this all non-invasively, so the patient doesn't have to go through surgical procedures or unnecessary biopsy procedures when coming to that ultimate decision about what's going on with that particular patient. And we're the first to bring genomics to the dermatologist, to the clinical dermatologist, the first company to do that. And so we have a great opportunity to really transform the way dermatology is practiced today. It's a very unique opportunity. We talk a lot about this company, that we can fundamentally change the way one of the biggest areas of medicine is dermatology. About 40% of all visits to the doctor involve a skin complaint. And we have really an opportunity to make a huge impact in how that area of medicine is practiced and the accuracy of that practice of medicine.
Also, Dr. Dobak, another question for you. How does this non-invasive test have the potential to shift the melanoma detection landscape?
Yeah, this is really where we got started. There's been a decades-old problem in dermatology, which is how to enhance the detection of melanoma. Melanoma is a very scary disease. People wonder how that small dark spot on their skin could be so deadly, and it causes a lot of worry among patients and clinicians. The only tool that the doctors had available to them for the last few decades is the scalpel and the microscope, and in order to be safe, the doctors cut off any dark spot on the skin that looks suspicious and looks funny. and may be at risk for having that melanoma skin cancer. And unfortunately, that leads to a lot of unnecessary surgery, because more than 90%, about 95% of all those surgical biopsies that occur to try and diagnose melanoma are negative and unnecessary. And so with our non-invasive genomics platform, we can collect a sample that without having to do a surgical biopsy, and we can provide that genomic information to the doctor so we can come to a much more accurate diagnostic decision about whether or not that mole is harboring cancer. The root cause of melanoma is a change in the genome. And by applying genomics, we can come to a more accurate diagnosis, but we can also detect the cancer at the most earliest stages, because the changes in the genome actually precede the changes in the visual criteria that the doctor looks at. So if you want to find melanoma at the earliest stages, which is the goal of the game, when you find melanoma at the earliest stages, it's curable 99% of the time, you really need to look at genomics. And with our non-invasive platform, we could provide that information in the least invasive way and provide that most accurate information to the doctor and the patient.
And this is certainly tremendous news and a game changer for sure. Today we are with Dr. John Dobak, the president and CEO of DermTech, the leading genomics company in dermatology that is creating a new category of medicine, precision dermatology, enabled by their non-invasive skin genomics platform. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, how does the DermTech PLA work?
So the PLA is our test for helping doctors enhance the early detection of melanoma. And basically, it's a series of adhesive patches that the doctor or the patient places on the mole, and you just rub the patch on the lesion of interest, the dark spot of interest, and you get it to stick, and then you peel it off. It feels a lot like scotch tape. And with that, we collect some skin cells from the upper layers of the epidermis, the top layers of the skin. And those skin cells contain genetic information. And we can then extract that information from those cells and identify which genes have been turned on or which genes have been mutated. And that information provides a very accurate assessment of whether or not that particular mole is harboring melanoma. And the PLA, which stands for the pigmented lesion assay, a pigmented lesion is basically a mole. That's our test that is used to diagnose and enhance the early detection of melanoma. This platform, though, our general non-invasive skin genomics platform, can be applied widely to skin diseases. We're working on the non-melanoma skin cancers, like the basal and squamous cell skin cancers, to be able to non-invasively, accurately diagnose those skin cancers. We're also looking at inflammatory diseases as a way, you know, most rashes look pretty similar, even to the doctor. And understanding what exactly is going on in the skin at the genomic level, it can help doctors come to a more accurate diagnosis for inflammatory diseases of the skin. And it can also identify what's the best treatment for that particular inflammatory disease of the skin. So our broad skin genomics platform can be applied to many things in dermatology. Our PLA is our specific test for melanoma diagnosis.
Well explained and most helpful there on how that works. Now, are you adapting to the shift towards telemedicine within the current environment that we're in with the COVID-19 right now?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we think that this COVID-19 crisis is going to cause a permanent shift to more remote care as patients get exposed to telemedicine and the ability to receive quality medical care in their home. We think that they're going to want and desire that going forward. In the case of dermatology, what often was the problem is because in the case of melanoma, a lot of surgical biopsies are typically done to help with the diagnosis. The doctors would say, well, there's no way to do a biopsy when I'm doing a telemedicine clinic. Well, at DermTech, with our non-invasive skin genomics platform, we can provide that effectively, that biopsy in the remote setting. We can ship our kit to the patient, and the clinician can guide the patient through the collection of the sample, and that kit can then be sent back to us. We analyze the test, and we can now provide very accurate information on that skin lesion and whether or not it is harboring skin cancer. So it really now offers a definitive test in the remote care setting that doctors never had, and it will dovetail very well with the future of remote delivery of healthcare via telemedicine.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of what you do in this space and for taking a moment to be with us here today and obviously making this shift within the crisis here. That is always a bonus, and I'm sure those that are in need of your care are appreciative of that shift as well. Lastly, what is next for DermTech, and are there any other applications of this technology available?
Yeah, so again, this is a platform that can be utilized broadly across medicine, across dermatologic care. As I mentioned earlier, all diseases and diseases of the skin, they cause changes in the genome. And if you can assess those changes, you can make more accurate diagnosis and more definitive treatment decisions. And so there are just a diverse number of applications, other skin cancers. We talked about the basal and squamous cell skin cancers. There's another very, very challenging skin cancer called cutaneous T-cell lymphoma that is very, very difficult to diagnose. It can take up to 6 years to come to a definitive diagnosis for that particular condition, and we believe we can have a strong impact there. All the inflammatory diseases and understanding what specific inflammatory disease or skin rash is occurring in a patient and what's the best treatment for that particular inflammatory disease is another area. Our challenge is to stay focused. Because we can be applied so broadly, we really need to stay focused. So our initial focus is in skin cancer. Another interesting product that we're working on related to skin cancer is an assessment for skin cancer risk. So as we get exposed to the sun over time, our skin picks up mutations from the UV radiation. And those mutations put a patient's skin at risk for future skin cancer. Unfortunately, the skin looks totally normal and it behaves totally normal, even though it's picked up a number of these key mutations that can lead to future skin cancer. With our platform, we can determine that mutation level in the skin, in that normal-looking skin, and provide a patient with an assessment for their skin cancer risk. And when you have that assessment, there are many things you can do. If you're a high-risk patient, you may want to have a treatment that removes those mutated cells, like a chemical peel or photodynamic therapy. If you're in a moderate risk category, you might have something like a topical cream that can remove those skin cells. And if you're in a lower risk category, you might just use sunscreen more or take some of the supplements that are available that can help reduce your skin cancer risk. So there's a wide variety of applications of our platform, and we're really excited to really fundamentally change the way dermatology is going to be practiced in the future. And we're excited about the opportunities to deploy our technology into telehealth and teledermatology, and we have a lot of initiatives going on there to make that as easy as possible.
Dr. Doback, really informative, and again, we thank you for joining us on behalf of DermTech. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further information on DermTech and how they could best be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
There's a lot of information on our website, www.dermtech.com. Ask your doctor, ask your dermatologist about DermTech. We have a lot of physician users across the country. The more the patients request our test, the more likely the doctors are to use it. So get that information off our website and bring it to your doctor and have a good discussion then about what DermTech offers for you as a patient.
And I think that is a fabulous idea. Again, folks, it is DermTech.com. Dr. Doback, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. John Doback, the president and CEO of DermTech, the leading genomics company in dermatology that is creating a new category of medicine, precision dermatology, enabled by their non-invasive skin genomics platform. And for further details and for contact, visit DermTech.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.